It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happen to welcome back Andrew Bird. Welcome, Andrew.
It's good to be here.
The title of the new album, Are You Serious?
Yeah.
Released on April 1st.
Mm.
You already got me wondering.
Mm-hmm.
An intentional or somewhat part of your master plan?
I'm going to leave that to the imagination, but it's... You know, it's. I like to find titles that have many possible meanings.
You did work hard on this record, with some songs, as evidenced by the deluxe edition, having long lifespans, 12 years or 6 years or 8 years.
Yeah.
That clearly would indicate that you knew that you wanted to bring these songs to life and that you put a lot of work, thought, and effort into it.
Yeah. And this one was like, not that the previous records were slack by any means, but they were a bit scrappy and by design. And this one I wanted to be, you know, a full effort. Like it was, and it was a good 10-month solid run of work, starting not too far from here in Van Nuys at Sound City or Fairfax Sound. And I wanted it to be more just, I wanted to get out of my usual process and be more, rigorous and more vetted, that have the songs be more run through the mill. Yeah.
Just 1 foot out the door. Yeah, I always wanted more. I always was the one you thought would never marry. Used to be so willfully obtuse. Oh, is the word abstruse? Semantics like a noose. Get out your dictionaries. I'm gonna cut to the quick. This is all non-fiction words. You'd be with a stick. These are my true convictions. Tell me, are you serious? Are you serious? Every night of your life, you fight for it so mysterious and imperious. But are you serious when it really comes down to it? Up here, your boyfriend's gone to get a beer, leaving us crystal clear lines of communication. Promise me you won't avert your eyes. I drop my third person disguise. You know it's time to do or die. No useless explanations. I'm gonna cut to the quick. This is all non-fiction words. You'll be with a stick. These are my true convictions. Tell me. Are you serious? Every night of your life, you fight for it so mysterious and imperious. But are you serious when it really comes down to it? serious every night of your life,
Have you ever really thought about mass adoption of any song and or record? Has that ever been a real concern of yours?
You know, I'll get some professional gratification out of finally having a song that does that, you know, because it's really not easy.
No.
And it's almost impossible to fabricate, honestly. I mean, some people do. But I mean, to... I need to do it on my own terms, of course, you know, and that's the trick. Well, I mean, the reason this song has been around so long is because it's quite simple. It's got two chords, but it keeps birthing like new ideas, more melodic ideas than I can possibly put in one song. And there's been other songs like that, like I Mitosis was also I, and it's just this sort of ostinato part that kept, every time I played it, really creative things would come out of me. And those are the ideal. If you can make a song like that into a single, then you're good. Because, you know, first of all, I've been playing for 12 years. I know it feels great live, and it'll always be musical. It morphs according to my mood, which is like any normal person is changes. So you sometimes.
So it's durable. So
yeah, sometimes those singles can be a total prison because it's like you got to play that song like it is on the record, whether you feel that way or not. And that's this one. If I could make this one work as a single, then I'd be set.
Put it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Swing dirty laundry, darling, you're all alone. And when you wake up, another sunrise, another breakup, your ship is capsized. Pull it together, darling, you're not alone. But when you break up, sky's falling, no one is on your side. Spoon to the laundry, darling, you're all alone. Spoon to the laundry, darling, you're all alone. Spoon to the laundry, darling, you're all alone.
A song, Left Handed Kisses, with Fiona Apple. And mm-hmm. that's a song that at one point was Begging Questioned.
Yeah.
And what is that, 6 or 7 years in the making?
Five or six. I was living in New York when I was started working on that, and I was profiling it for the New York Times op-ed column. And it was called Begging Questions. And I was, it's really strange to talk publicly about a song as you're writing it. I kind of welcome the idea, but then I know it's going to get weird, and it did. So then I kind of gave it a break, and then, but something about the, I think, putting it under the magnifying glass and being so self-aware about it as I'm writing about it brought this new voice into the song, which became Fiona's voice, this critical voice that was kind of questioning my point of view. And that happens a lot with songs, and they tend to become duets, you know. At first, it's just my own neurotic voice saying, oh, you're so, yeah, this is not going to fly. And then that voice, you know, has
either
to be
reassures or reaffirms, depending on which way it goes.
Right. And it's the best, you know, now that's the best part of the song, I think, is her point of view is quite scathing. And now today I'm doing it both points of view, because I can't always get Fiona to come out.
But yeah. when you have performed with her, it's sort of elevated into, there's a theatricality to the performance. Yeah. I mean, a real theatricality to where
yeah.
you're adopting the personas full
you,
on.
You have to, I mean, that's first time with this record that I've really had to go into recording the vocals thinking like an actor in a way. I have to remind myself, I can't just intone the notes and the words and make it musical and emotional. I have to worry about making it too emotional, because who is the guy that I'm playing in this role? And the point of the whole song is that I'm not emotional enough for her. So it was hard not to get carried away. She can get carried away because she's...
You don't want to see the scenery.
She's all passion and romance, but I'm a little more controlled, and I'm kind of a little too in my head, which is the whole point of the song.
I don't believe everything happens for a reason. To our semantics out here, that amounts to high treason, and I don't... Going for your star-crossed lovers. In the heart of a skeptic, there's a question that still hovers near. For it begs the question, how did I ever find you? Now you got me writing love songs with the common refrain like this one here. Baby, and all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your back-handed love song, baby. But it begs begs the question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the gyre of the great Sargasso Sea Atlantic Ocean? You got me writing love songs with a common refrain like this one here. Your song here, missus, as if you really loved me, you'd risk more than a few 50-cent words in your back and in love song. But it begs the question, how did I ever find you drifting gently through the jowl of the great Sargasso Sea Atlantic Ocean? Now the point your song here, missus, you got me writing love songs, that you really love me, the common refrain like this one here. Baby, I wanna yell back, handed love songs. Now it's time for a handsome little bookend. Now it's time to tie up all the loose ends. Am I still a skeptic, or did you make me a believer? If you hesitate, you're gonna hear the click of the receiver.
You've began working with Zach Galifianakis and scoring baskets.
Mm-hmm. I really identify with comedians, and I, all the shows I've done at Largo where I'm either playing before or after a comedian kind of brought out the title of this record. That's what I'm thinking of when I'm saying this title is like, because you know, comedy is by nature irreverent, but what we expect from songwriters is completely different. I mean, and so I'll follow someone making just absurd, irreverent jokes, even though they might be very personal and based on personal experiences.
And have a lot of truth.
And comedy, yeah, these days can be quite serious, actually. But then to follow them, you come on, here comes the songwriter with his precious thoughts and feelings. And I'm like, no, actually, a lot of my songs have some sort of absurd twist to them.
Keep hearing a vicious rumor from the back rooms to the alleys to the avenues that you lost your sense of humor. In the first place you look is the soles of your shoes, and I watch your ice fields melt into the sea, warming your oceans for centuries. Will your saline waters bring you back to me? Oh, the weight is bringing me to my knees. Chemical switches thrown in the dark, all it takes is a spark to begin. And can you tell which is the one with the mark? Thank you. It's a short, short walk from pebbles to bricks, from stones back to sticks. We're lowering the boiling point. Yeah, and as time goes by, it's harder to fix. It's a volatile mix, like hydrogen and oxygen. Chemical switches thrown in the dark. All it takes is a spark to begin.
We've got your back. Nothing but the best of luck and effort behind Are You Serious? And we really look forward, and we'll continue to remind our listeners, there's a few tickets left for the theater at the Ace Hotel shows. Those should be gone by the end of this interview if we're doing our job right. And once again, it's great to have you back here.
Thanks,
Andrew Bird at 88.5 KCS, and thanks, friend.
Yeah, man.
You got it.